I would imagine that during this time of year, as fall is unfolding, as college students have been returning to campuses across the country, filling up the aisles of Walmarts and Targets, that there is usually a spike in the sales of microwaves. Moving into tiny dorm rooms and small apartments. And I still remember standing beside our kitchen sink when we brought our first microwave home. I watched it come out of the box. It was big and bulky and heavy, and it sat on the countertop. It was not woven seamlessly into the kitchen cabinets and into our daily lives like they are today. That it was a marker for how our lives were moving at a quicker and quicker pace, like the Hot Pockets I used to make as a boy, that from freezer to plate, it took less than 2 minutes. But if we are not careful, the quicker pace of life can spill over into a life of faith, where we have a 2-minute theology. But the formation of faith, the hope of God, the endurance of love takes more time. It's not like pulling through the drive-thru at a fast food restaurant. It takes patience. But if we're not careful, patience can become a fossilized relic. As the Hebrew people escaped Egypt, they faced yet another threat. They were stranded in the wilderness, surrounded by desert, and they had no water to drink. It's like jumping out of an airplane and realizing you didn't pack your parachute. And they accused Moses of false promises. And their anxiety and their fear started to spin out of control. It cultivated this mob mentality where the people were ready to stone Moses to death. But before the people started throwing rocks, Moses would strike one, and water poured out. Faith was renewed. Hope was restored. Love replaced anger. And Moses would call that place Massa and Meribah, which means, is the Lord among us or not? It is the very question that impatience places on our lips. That there is little room for patience in a 2-minute theology. Perhaps we've all had those house projects where something breaks and we rush to a solution. That I am guilty of something breaking in the house and I do not call for help. Against better counsel, but I think I can fix it myself. That if a pipe is leaking, I go and get a wrench and I start tightening. And if that doesn't work, I go get a bigger wrench. And if that doesn't work, I get an even bigger wrench until the pipe breaks. That patience protects us from rushing to the solution. It allows us to trade in anxiety for clarity. It helps us exchange despair for hope that when we ask, is the Lord among us or not? We need to reach for patience instead of a bigger wrench. And in that scene where a small group of chief priests and elders lose their patience with Jesus, they discover he's not handing out two-minute answers, that Rome is in control of Israel. And these religious authorities are constantly negotiating with Roman authorities to keep the doors of the temple open so people can worship. That because Rome is in charge, they could close the doors of the temple at any given moment. And then Jesus comes into town talking about cleansing the temple and moving mountains. But these religious authorities do not think that Rome is a mountain that can be moved. So they ask him the question. By what authority are you saying such things? And they pin Jesus into a corner. That if he criticizes Rome, he faces dire consequences. If he ignores the religious authorities, there are problems as well. But instead of rushing into an answer, he asks a question. Do you think that the baptism of John was from heaven or human origin? And now the religious authorities are pinned into a corner. If they say that the baptism of John the Baptist came from God, all of the people would wonder, well, why didn't you believe him? But if they say the baptism of John is from human origin, the crowds would have been angry because they believed John the Baptist was a prophet. That Jesus had bought himself some more time. That whether it feels like it or not, we have the time that we need, that we can walk away from a problem and come back to it later, that we can resist rushing into a conversation before we have time to prayerfully consider the issue, that we can wait, even if it feels like we have run out of time, because we have a slow theology. That God seems to work slowly. That the Hebrew people wandered through the wilderness for 40 years. And Jesus' ministry lasted 3 years. And then he passed it on to the disciples and the church who have been working some 2,000 years and counting. That faith, hope, and love is more like driving through a small town where the speed limit is 25 miles per hour. That apparently we need speed bumps in order to see the presence of God, which might be the reason that so many did not recognize Jesus at first after the resurrection. That Mary Magdalene thought Jesus was the gardener, and those disciples walking to Emmaus assumed Jesus was a stranger. And then the disciples seeing Jesus on the lakeshore thought he was just another fisherman cooking breakfast. that we need patience to slow us down, because patience protects faith, hope, and love. That patience can keep us from selfishness, rushing out to hoard resources out of fear. That patience can guard us against blaming others, where we never take the time to look at ourselves in the mirror. That patience cautions us against self-medication, seeking healing in unhealthy ways. That patience can keep us from giving up, shutting down, or closing off. As Charles Pinchas writes, "Christian patience keeps us on the path towards an ever more perfect love, especially when obstacles threaten to knock us off this path, or anger and distractions make us forget where we are going." In the stories of Scripture, remind us of God's patience. As it says in Exodus, God is slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. As that well-known 20th century theologian Karl Barth writes, "The fact that God has time for us is what characterizes God's whole activity towards us as an experience in patience. That God always has time for us. And since God has given us the gift of time, there is enough of it. That we have the time we need to share with others, to pray for one another, to offer encouragement to each other, to serve alongside of one another. That we can take the time that is necessary for faith, hope, and love. Because we can even find water from a rock. Amen."